A Playlist Original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we watch the pilot episodes of TV shows and answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching CW's Walker.
So stay tuned to find out about when Meetu used to wear a cowboy hat.
There is a picture of me in a cowboy hat. Did you see that when you came to my family's house?
I did, and I'm sure there's a story about it you can share with us.
Sure do remember it.
Well, while you recall all of the details of that, let's dive right into this revival of the classic 90s show, Walker, Texas Ranger. Now we're on the CW with a show called Walker, still following the famous character of Cordell Walker, once played by Chuck Norris, now played by Jared Padalecki. In this version, he is a widowed father. In the opening scene, we see his wife die, and then he immediately goes on an undercover mission, leaving his family. And then we flash forward 11 months, and he has returned to Austin, and he's reconnecting with his children, reconnecting with his parents and his brother, trying to navigate going back into his old life. And he's also working as a Texas Ranger, and he's meeting his new team, where he's going to be partnered up with Mickey Ramirez, played by Lindsay Morgan. And they're working under Captain Larry James, played by Kobe Bell. And now he's going to be solving crimes, taking care of the people of Austin, while fixing some family drama with his daughter Stella Walker, played by Violet Brinson, and his son August Walker, played by Cale Cully. Meetu, what were your first impressions?
I thought this show started out strong. Having him interact with his wife, they have such a cutesy interaction that I was like, oh, she's gonna die. You know how they set up origin stories for heroes, often men, and the thing that launches them into whatever passion they find is their wife or girlfriend or someone dies. They had such a sweet, loving interaction in the beginning that I was like, oh, she's doomed. And then he ghosts his kids and his family and goes on this undercover mission, which isn't easy for him either because he never has an opportunity to deal with all of this trauma. When he is found in the park drinking by his future partner, Mickey Ramirez, played by Lindsay Morgan, he tells her he has this stink on him of these demons, and he doesn't want to put it on his family, so he's hanging out in the park instead for a little bit to try to air it out. It just started really strong with that, and then dealing with the trauma with his family, and then meeting his family through his perspective, because a lot of things have shifted while he was gone for several months.
That's true. So much has changed during that time, and it's unfortunate when that mission started relative to his wife's passing and that he wasn't able to maintain communication with his children. So what do you think about him coming back and now his teenage children, 16 and 14, have been raised by their grandparents, Abilene and Bonham, along with their uncle, and they're kind of in this position where they still are grieving the loss of their mother. And in a sense, they had to grieve the loss of their father because he just disappeared on them right after they lost their mom.
You can tell he's having trouble fitting into the dynamics. He comes home and he learns that his kids are going to Catholic school. And he said that he and his wife never wanted them to go to Catholic school. He learns that his brother Liam, played by Keegan Allen, has become sort of a parental figure to them. Not only is he trying to reassert himself as a parent, because he's living with his parents and dealing more with his brother than he did before, you can see him sort of reverting to the dynamics of when they were young brothers growing up under the parents. He walks in and they start wrestling and the mom has to urge the brothers to break it up and wash up for dinner. And it was like they weren't people who are adults who have responsibilities and everything. It was like they were two teenage brothers wrestling, as you would probably say in Texas.
That's what really stood out to me, is that as soon as he went back to the Walker family ranch or family farm, the grandparents or Walker's parents were the ones who felt like they were in charge of the whole family and they were the parental figures. It was odd to remember that Cordell is not just their son, but he has his own son.
Yes. I got confused for a moment and I was like, are the kids actually Liam's? And they just really love their Uncle Cordell? I genuinely thought for a moment that they were Liam's kids.
So how about we go to the work side of Cordell Walker's life, where he is a legendary Texas Ranger. Everyone knows about him and offers him respect. And now he's partnered up with Mickey Ramirez, who unfortunately met him the day before when he was drunk. They're going to be working together now. And in this first case, they're tracking down heroin traffickers who are using a fake charity. We see that the Texas Rangers are taking the initiative, as you would with the police or state troopers or detectives. And you taught me, because you did some research on the Texas Rangers.
Yes, I did also go to TexasRangers.com or whatever the website was.
That they are part of, what is it, the Public Safety Department?
Yes, Texas Rangers, it seems, used to be their own entity, and then they were brought into the Department of Public Safety. But they still have their own rank within their division. So there is like a chief Texas Ranger within this subdivision, and then rank from there.
So maybe we'll learn a little bit more why, or how this organization is structured, why Cordell is so legendary, and then maybe even what are Mickey's career goals within the Rangers.
We do see that she gets promoted in this first episode, so she's already on her way. We see that a lot of this work is personal for her. So in tracking down this cartel, one of the other storylines that we see in the show is that Cordell's daughter, Stella, gets caught with her friend. Her friend is Mexican-American. The fear is when the friend got arrested, it would lead to the deportation of her parents because they had to go and submit their names and go pick their daughter up. Mickey says that sort of thing is why she became a ranger, help protect people more from the system. Because your child making a silly mistake shouldn't amount to the parents being deported and this child being by herself.
Definitely. She has noble intentions with joining the Rangers.
I think that it runs deeper for her than just trying to grab rank. Though, you get hints that she is very by the book. When he checks in with her in the morning, he's like, I got a feel for this, or I have a sense of the case coming on. So he's a more of gut instinct person. He asked her what she had been up to, and she was like, I mapped this, I made a list of this. Do you remember when she made that whole list?
She had a folder full of documents.
It was clear immediately what their dynamic would be. She is a no-nonsense, very much into her job person, but potentially with like a deeper personal motivation behind it.
That makes sense for a new member of the team. You know, she doesn't have that history with everyone, especially with her new boss, the captain. So she wants to play by all the rules so she can kind of build up that reputation and build up those relationships where if she does have to break the rules and follow her gut instinct, she won't be reprimanded for it.
She was paired with Walker for that reason. The captain is his old partner. The captain tells him, don't mess up this opportunity we're giving you and this opportunity for her because she got this promotion. So I think that they will balance each other, and maybe that was intentional partnering so that she would check his instincts to go rogue.
Yeah, it's always classic TV trope to have these partners who are on different ends of the spectrum. Our rule breaker and our rule abider. I do want to kind of switch things up because one thing that stood out to me from the classic CBS series is that with Chuck Norris, he is a martial arts expert, and he used that on the show. He's famous for actually kicking people, using his martial arts techniques to take down the bad guys. And I don't think we're going to get that on this new show, Walker. And I'm a little disappointed.
No, he doesn't strike me as a martial arts champion. I think you have to take your talents to Cobra Kai to see that.
Oh, I want to bring that up just for our listeners who remember that aspect of the classic show. And just to let you know, maybe if we're hopeful and cross our fingers, it'll show up later. But I don't see any signs of it.
That does bring a question to mind for me. I have never seen a full episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. I think it's a show maybe my dad watched, but that's just not one that crossed my path. But you watched it quite a bit with your family. So I'm curious, aside from missing out on great kicks, what are the differences between our new Walker and Chuck Norris?
To be honest, that's the main thing I remember from the classic series was the cool martial arts scene.
That's fair. You would have been very young when you watched, so I get that. You would just be like, wow, cool kick.
That's what stood out. I do think they're doing a similar dynamic where his partner was more straight-laced, but I don't think it was as drastic as a difference as we're seeing now. But it's the same kind of background, you know, former Marine who joined the Rangers because he wants to do good. So they're keeping that core theme there.
Got it. Okay, so the spirit of Walker Texas Ranger is still there.
Exactly. And isn't that what's important?
It is the reason for the season of this show.
So Mitu, what are your theories on how Cordell Walker is going to repair his relationships with his children? Because I think he has a lot of work to do and a lot of trauma to address and resolve.
My prediction is that he will eventually become a better, more present adult and guardian in his children and family's lives. You already see him reconsider a case toward the end of the episode because it might take him away from his family. And he has this breakthrough moment with his daughter where he says, we're both acting like mom is going to come back and fix this, and she's not. So we have to fix this. I thought the line was a little silly in that you got to fix this because you're the parent, but it was a good sentiment that he can't keep putting off this notion of parenting on this memory of his wife or on this support system he has with his family. He himself has to be there for his kids and his parents and his brother and these people that have experienced voids in their lives because of his absence. I think that he'll start stepping it up. He's already seeing the effects of his absence. So he has now seen that Stella is becoming a bit of a troublemaker. He also was shocked by how much August had grown since the last time he saw him, because kids really do shoot up like weeds. I think those things hit him in the gut a little bit, or hit him in the heart, whatever. I think he's going to start showing up more.
I hope so. He is their father. He is trying to be back in their lives. And if he's going to live with them, I think he really needs to make that effort to be there, not only now physically present, but emotionally present and supportive for them. Especially now that they're teenagers and they are well aware of what is going on. We haven't really dived in to see how his alcoholism has or may have affected them, but if that continues on, it's going to be clear to them.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. I forgot about his issue with alcohol. His daughter does explicitly say, you are numbing yourself to pain, because he tells her that they have to confront what's going on and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, wow, being numb. What does that sound like?
Hint, hint.
Kids really are such a mirror. She was like, ba-bam, now you're talking to yourself. I wonder if we'll see him get it together in that sense as well. Get a grasp on this reliance he has on alcohol to cope.
For Mickey, we see that her boyfriend, Trey, played by Jeff Pierre, has returned and he is staying longer than he typically does. Do you have any predictions for their relationship and what he might do for the story long term?
I wonder if they'll break up. She's so dedicated to her career. I'm sorry, I don't mean to doom it. But you know how in the same way at the beginning of the episode when we saw Walker and his wife being so sweet to each other, I think we both knew, oh, she's gonna die. Similarly, he is so sweet and you can tell he is so devoted to her. She clearly cares a lot for him, but she has this work that seems to be such a driving force for her. Whereas like he has come back from his work. He is no longer an army medic. I think that she will choose work over him sometimes, and it will affect their dynamic because he is so devoted to her. I don't think that he would choose work over her, and that will break them up or at least make them take one of those classic back and forth routes on TV shows.
I can see this season being a rocky up and down, will they, won't they, stay together type of situation.
Do you see her ever making a mistake and turning to Walker for comfort during one of those up and downs?
Ooh, like they both drink too much and make a poor decision?
Yes.
I see that. Only because this is the CW. And that seems like a logical storyline.
CW loves an alcohol-fueled mistake.
We were out late. We had a drink. We kissed. It meant nothing. It happens like every week on Riverdale.
Yes. Beach, do you want to watch more episodes of Walker on CW?
It's funny you should ask, because I think we have the same rating based on our discussions before we recorded, that we both would watch again casually. I think this is a fun drama on CW. There's some action. There's that crime-solving element, procedural element that we both like. I have the kind of background with Walker, Texas Ranger that brings me into the series. You like the potential CW drama. And so I think this reboot really is going to be a fun series for us to watch. It's not something that's going to hit our weekly schedule or maybe even make it to your DVR recording schedule. I think this is something we're going to talk about once a month. Have you seen the latest Walker? Let's talk about what's going on with Cordell and Mickey and the kids.
I'm not Walker, Texas Ranger, or Walker Hive. I apologize.
She said she was going to watch it casually.
But I did say I would give it a couple more episodes simply because I saw that this was the CW's most watched episode of a show and their highest rated series premiere in 5 years. So clearly there is something to this Walker, Texas Ranger multiverse that people love. I am excited to learn about. Now, I will give this a real try. So for people who are not Walker, Texas Ranger Hive, I don't think this pilot episode will grab you. It didn't quite grab me, but I'll give it a couple more episodes. If I'm still not so into it, I don't think I'm going to keep watching. And y'all, if you are also not Walker or Walker, Texas Ranger Hive, email me so we can hold each other accountable. And so we'll give this a real shot. And then if we're not into it, we'll stop. So you can email me at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com and we can have a little huddle about it.
Check in with me too as y'all casually watch the first few episodes.
And I'll try to keep BJ out of the inbox so the messages are real. Because I know you would send people messages and sign at me too being like, I sure do love it. Let's watch every single episode of this series.
Why would I do that?
I just know who you are and how you treat me.
I would never reply to a listener as you.
Good. That's true. We don't lie to our listeners. You would prank me like that, but you wouldn't do it to a listener.
Yeah, I would send a fake listener email to you. Yes,
that's true.
Very different. Anyway, if you want to check out more of our ratings and reviews, head to our website at thepilotpodcast.com. And you can subscribe to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at The Pilot Pod. You can send thoughts, feelings, suggestions, and recommendations for shows to watch, which we'll do every other week, as well as any Walker, Texas Ranger Hive information to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.